Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Weekend, I can't think of anyone better than the group Signature to bring us their dynamic song, Show Me the Way. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Things are crazy.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have one half of the dynamic duo Signature with me today on Real Gospel. I am talking about the one and only Michelle. Well, I won't go there.
Hey.
I won't go there. But you know, I'm old school, so I channel that slick Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, you get that?
Right.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like every day.
Ringtone. So there it is.
Just
cut that part out. That where they sit with. Yeah, I think that's slick Rick singing your voice, singing your name, and just put that on your phone, and there it is. So yeah. But then the problem with that is everybody would know your name if you don't want people to know your name.
Exactly.
All right. Well, look, I am enjoying your single. I got the victory. I think that it is a tremendous song. I even went and posted your video to my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Men. You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, I understand that you are from Birmingham.
Yes.
Birmingham.
Yes, born and raised.
Okay.
Right here in the South.
Well, my dad is from Selma, so I spent a lot of time in Selma, Alabama. I was there not too long ago to go visit my dad, and you know, we stopped, my daughter and I, we stopped through Birmingham and stopped at the historic church where the bombing took place, and so just took some photos, and
absolutely.
Tell us your story, Michelle, and by the way, Bonnie is the other member of the group, but she can't be with us on today, scheduling, so we understand that, but you're going to represent, so tell us your story. How did you grow up in church? How did you first find the Lord? What happened? So,
Well, I'll try to condense it for time's sake, but I mean, long story short, I'm the youngest of three sisters. We have one older brother, and we are pastor's kids. Our dad's a pastor. He's been pastoring for over 20-something years. And so, yeah, we grew up in church every Sunday. Anytime the church doors were open, like, we were in there, you know? Like, we came from that kind of family. So it's a really, really close-knit, God-oriented, loving family. And I mean, yeah, we grew up, we're always in church, singing in the choir. Like, we all play instruments, and my mom, actually, she and her sisters were singers as well. So we have, like, a long history of singers and musicians in our family. So, of course, you know, performing, that came kind of naturally for us. So, yeah, I mean, like, and now at this point, like, my sister and I, we're both, you know, we're just, with everything that's going on, we want to share our testimonies and, you know, just really reach out during this time. So that's what we're hoping, that our music, like music that we're doing now with this album, is really going to bless, like, victory. Like, it was an honor to, I'm sure you know, Jordan Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote and produced this record for us. And, yeah, we're just looking forward to continuing to grow and to minister and bless people and just really bring people to Christ who don't know Christ. You know, I like to think that our sound, like, you're not going to find any other artist with, you know, like, the sound that we have. So we like, you know, it's our signature, so to speak. So, yeah, you know, we want our music to reach people who typically would listen to a song, but, you know, probably, this is gospel, you know, like, this is something different, something new and exciting. That's what we're hoping that our music does. So that's our story, you know, that's our ministry, that's our testimony.
It's a Judah generation type thing, huh?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, in every sense. It's amazing, though.
Amen.
This whole journey has been nothing but awesome.
Well, you know, you shared everything except for why they call you Peaches.
That's like a seven, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a childhood nickname. And even Bonnie, like, that's her nickname too.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know if people do that now, give kids nicknames.
Yes,
that
they do.
Like, my childhood nickname, so, you know, My real name is actually Mitty. Like, how many people do you know?
Oh, wow.
Named Mitty.
Color
so,
purple.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so I'm like, you know what? Just call me. It's fine. I'll go by my name. Which I'm sure you probably get, you know, people, your name mixed up and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's, you know, just for the sake of sanity, it's just... I get called everything, though. Yeah.
That's all good. So now, how did you two end up getting a record deal? Because I'm sure there's some listeners out there right now saying, I can sing too,
right,
and I can relate to that story. But you know, how did Signature get that deal? What happened?
It was just God and just favor. Like, there's so many talented people with God, you know. It's still amazing. Like, my sister Bonnie, she was in college. She was taking a class. I think she said she was in the library. And someone who's been following our music since we were kids, like, we've done previous albums. Like, here locally in Birmingham, we've done previous albums. They've just been following up with us. It's like, oh, my goodness, you know, what are you doing? Like, are y'all still singing and this and that? And so she was like, no, you know, well, we're kind of, everybody's in school and working and, you know, doing different things now. She was like, no. And I'm speaking of Johnny. This is our current producer. His name's Johnny Boy. But she's like, no, you guys, you can't sit on your gift. You cannot, you know, not use the gift that God gave you. You have to sing, you know. So it was just amazing. And from there, he encouraged us to keep singing and to not be so distracted with what standards we should meet or, you know, what we should be focusing on, which all of that's great. But it's still important to pursue the passion that God put in you. So that's what we did. We've been in the studio recording since then, and Johnny met, I don't know how the connection came about, but he put us in contact with Birmingham Entertainment, which they are based in California, but I believe the owner is originally from Birmingham. So from there, he flew out down here to one of our shows, and we performed for him. And so from there, the rest is history. They wanted to sign us, and we've been a signed artist for about 3 years now, which has been a huge blessing. Like I said, that was nothing but God, because we could have, you know, just, oh, let me stay in school. And, I mean, it's great. Nothing against people who do that. But, you know, just deciding to follow your passion and listen to the voice of God when he tells you to move or tells you to do something, how important it is to act on it despite what anybody else would think. Maybe it doesn't seem logical. It may not seem feasible or even financially sound, but if you know in your heart that you were called to sing and minister, I'd say just pursue that with every fiber, every day. Do something towards that goal, and he'll put it in your hand, basically. So yeah, that's how we got our record deal, which is nothing but God.
Amen.
All glory to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. So, if I'm not mistaken, because I've spoken to her a few times in the past, Tasha Cobbs, isn't she from Birmingham as well? I think she lives in Atlanta now, but isn't she from Birmingham?
Right.
Yeah.
Is Birmingham? Yeah, she is from Alabama. I know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, yes, she told me she was from Birmingham.
Well, yeah. A lot of talent, a lot of awesome singers in Birmingham.
There is. There is, because y'all, mm-hmm, y'all love the Lord there.
Absolutely. They call it the Bible Belt for me.
Yes, indeed. So the CD project is titled Signature, which is
right,
you all's name. So what can we expect from the project? What's going on?
Well, you're going to get a lot of different genres, different sounds, something to appeal to every crowd. With this album, we are looking to cross cultures. We want to reach people from different cultures, different backgrounds, just wherever, whatever they're in, you know, we've got something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So it's important to be relatable if you're going to minister the word to different people. They have to, you know, be able to relate. Say, oh, I don't normally listen to gospel, but this sounds like something, you know, I'll listen to in my car. So I think, you know, the world will definitely enjoy this album for sure.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'm looking forward to your ministry. So is there any advice that you can give, young ladies in trying to get into the business? What advice can you give them? What are some of the things that you've learned that you would like for them to know about the business part of the industry?
Man, that is such an awesome question. We know that times are changing and, you know, everything in the world you've got, the odds are highly stacked against you. But if I want to share anything, it's just to stay true to what's in your heart and just stay true to you. Because right now, I think there's a really huge desire for people to feel something that's real. Like, if you're 100% real, like, no, just 100% raw, authentic you. And the more that you are you, like, the people around you will appreciate, you know, realness right now. That's, you know, something, just being transparent with your testimony and, you know, like I said, making yourself relatable, like that desire to reach out and help other people, sharing your story and just being out, you know, with young people. And it's just so many different needs out there right now. But mostly people need to see love and support and things of that nature. So if I can share any advice for any other females out there, like I said, the odds are stacked against you in different ways. So just stay strong and continue to keep God first in every decision that you make. And listen to your spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit in your heart. And, you know, just continue to be you and be beautiful and just continue to shine and show love. And what I kid you not, it will fall in your hand. God will place it in your hand, and you cannot fail if you take that route. It's, you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. You won't fail. Trust me.
All right. That is great advice. I really appreciate that. All right. Thank you so much to the one and only Michelle Peaches. Shout out to your sister, Bonnie. So shout out to her, and we'll catch up with her next time. Where can the listeners find out more about you and this project, or should I say you two, or the group and this project?
We have several social media outlets, which that's a really big tool for our outreach and things like that. So you can connect with us on Facebook at Signature Music, and YouTube is The Perfect Signature. And let's see, we've got Instagram, Twitter. Well, I mean, it's like everything. If you find one page, then you'll get the whole nine. Our official website is wearesignaturemusic.com. And if you want to connect with me directly, my Instagram is what I'm more so on. It's Hayshell, HEYCHELLEEEE. And Bonnie's is Miss Bonnie Lett on Instagram. So, yeah, just reach out to us. We're always on social media. So, yeah. We would love to hear from anyone out there listening.
Amen. Thank you so much for spending this time with us on Real Gospel. Much continued success to you. Oh, you are so welcome. And look out for their CD project. It is entitled Signature. Support these young ladies as they continue to go forth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the globe. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Thank you a million times over. Thank you.
All right, Michelle. I'm not going to do it.
Ha 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 ha.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.